I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It is Monday, the 1st of April, and today's news story is about an amazing invention which could change an iconic plate of British food. But before I tell you about that, let's take a look at the key words from today's news story. So just three words or phrases, which I'd like you to listen out for, see if you can understand them based on the context, and then at the end, we'll take a look at what they mean and how I use them. So let's start with a noun, dish, D-I-S-H, dish. Next, branch, B-R-A-N-C-H, a branch. And the final word, well, actually, it's an idiom, to let the cat out of the bag. What does that mean? To let the cat out of the bag. Okay, so those are the keywords and phrases. We'll come back to them all at the end. Okay, let's find out about this amazing invention. It's a British tradition that goes back hundreds of years. Fish and chips. It's a must for any visitor to enjoy this classic British dish at least once. And soon, it could be growing on trees around the country. Mike Comedy has invented a tree which grows fish and chips. He started the project several years ago, and it has now started producing the all-important fruit, which he says is close to the real flavour of the popular dinner dish. Omedi says that his fish and chip tree will offer vegetarians and vegans an opportunity to enjoy the meal in addition to everyone else, as it doesn't actually contain any living creature. He said, "The fish and chip fruit of the tree is ideal for anyone on a plant-based diet, as both elements are actually plants. I tasted it for the first time last night and it was delicious, just like the real thing." The fish part can be picked from the top of the tree, while the chips hang on the lower branches. So how did Omedi grow a tree which produces something so unusual? He says, at the moment, it's a secret. He said, "Hopefully soon I can reveal how I managed to grow the tree, because I'm hoping that one day fish and chip trees will be found on every street. But at the moment, I can't let the cat out of the bag." Omedi says he was inspired to start the project after his wife decided to become a vegan, but said the one thing she missed was fish and chips. He said, "This tree is for her, my wife, so she can enjoy it again." So does she approve of the fish and chip plant? "She loves it," he said, "and it's so easy to make. Just pick it from the tree, put it in the oven for half an hour, and it's ready." Would you try Mike's fish and chips? And that's today's news story. Or was it all a joke? Well, it is April Fool's Day. Whether that story was true or not, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. So the first word was dish. I said that it's a must for any visitor to enjoy this classic British dish at least once. So a dish is a particular variety of food served as part of a meal. Okay, next, branch. So I was telling you where the fish and chips were growing on the tree. So the fish part can be picked from the top part of the tree while the chips hang on the lower branches. So a branch is a part of the tree which grows out from the trunk. And finally, to let the cat out of the bag. So he hopes that he can reveal how he managed to grow the tree. But at the moment, he said, "I can't let the cat out of the bag." So to let the cat out of the bag is to reveal a secret. And those are the key words. Okay, hopefully those words are clear and you understood today's news story. Well, it wasn't really the news, was it? But my story, at least. For bonus content, including the full transcript with glossary of today's news story, in addition to a video comprehension quiz to test your understanding, then join the Learn English with Ben fan club page. If you're interested, visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. Happy April Fool's Day, and I'll be back with a real news story on Wednesday.